Okay, if we can, I would like to move on after. Thank you very much, Geert, for doing that, and thanks all for the comments. The next point is about the annual plan. The preparation, as we have wanted it for today, has not entirely worked out as we wanted it. But there was still a bit that Saskia was working on a couple of weeks ago when she fell ill. Wim had done his bit, to his credit. There are two bits, and then I shut up. This is the planning, which started as an initiative based on discussions with when we were preparing ourselves for how do we get the supervisory council on board with everything we do. But then we realized that we need to get everybody around our planning, the board itself, all the committees around it, also just our advisors, and so on. And when you make a table like this, it has to be brief. So what was also discussed was there will be another tab, which is also in the back, which will give the bullet points which are on here a bit more explanation, a bit more background. That has been done for the investment side, but it has not been totally finalized on the non-financial side. What I think I would like to do is now to ask Wim a little bit to go through the annual plan document itself, so the first thing we saw on the sheet here. I think we touched base a little bit in the walk-in already. For today, what is tabled is that we as a board approve this. From now on, we would like to have something like this done in December for the year ahead. We're now catching up. So the 2019 plan is only sort of for discussion and decision today, but normally put them in December. Wait, would you like to explain once more, although you already did a little bit of work, but not everybody was there.
Yeah.
Because the intention is that we approve it as a board today.
Yeah. Well, the idea of the annual plan is always good to, it's always good to have an annual plan so that you can plan for the work that is ahead of you in the coming year, and that people are aware of what decisions are to be made. The other reason was is that we now have the supervisory council, and supervisory council as opposed to the visitatie commissie, sort of needs to be involved as you move through the year rather than afterwards considering things. And we thought it would be helpful to articulate the annual plan, get approval from the board, because ultimately the board is responsible for the plan, not the supervisory committee, the council. But in such a way that there is an indication of what each plan activity means, for that we have the bullet points, and I can give an example for investments. Mm-hmm. So that they know what is the project and what does it mean. Then after you have approved it, it goes to the supervisory council, and they can then weigh in and say, oh, have you thought about this or that? Right? So they are aware, but still decision lies with you. That's the idea. It has been structured in a way that some are matters that have a policy implication, where you sort of set policy or amend the policy. Some are within the policy that there's implementation activities. And some are that are more of an evaluation nature, right? The ongoing monitoring, ongoing governance.
Can I ask one clarification question?
Yeah.
It is a year plan for the pension fund itself, and not so much for the supervisory council, right?
It's a year plan.
The heading is a year plan for supervisory council, but it's a year plan for the pension fund itself for the benefit, and you share it with the supervisory council so that they can see what you are doing.
Yeah, no, the heading is the wrong.
Yeah, I think we
it is the annual plan for the board.
This was maybe a working document to start with when we were preparing, as I said, for the supervisory council. But then when we started to produce this, we said this is the annual plan
right.
of the board
of
for everybody.
But yeah.
In the start, it's like hanging.
Yeah.
It's still there.
The annual plan of the board. Even on the first call, I thought you were perhaps referring to that. We have indicated for which planning items the supervisory council needs to give approval according to the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a number of few. So we have to categorize them in policy implementation and evaluation. There is also a timing behind it. Generally, we first half year, second half year, or it's an activity that continues through the year. There are dates for when I'm going to discuss it in the pension board meeting, the next column, and which competency team is involved.
So just an example, the capability plan, which I mentioned before, which is one of the documents that's probably still open after today's meeting. It says H1, that would then mean first half of the year, right?
But won't be discussed in a pension board meeting?
Possibly.
Because it's not, is that the way you have to read it?
No. Helmi is asking if it's not in a particular color, it wouldn't be discussed in the board meeting as a document. That's not the meaning of this.
No. The color basically, I mean, everything is in, if you will, yellow or orange or whatever you want. I mean, that's basically to indicate whether policy implementation or evaluation.
Yeah.
In principle, all of this gets reviewed by a competency team and they are involved. Mm-hmm. And at some stage, will also come to the pension board.
Yeah. And the relevant competency team is also. Yeah. So I think this is a huge step forward. And you would say, why did we have to earlier? Actually, Wim came up with the idea and the initiative. And it was certainly driven by getting discipline over the process, which is getting more and more difficult. And that was the aanleiding, that was the reason. The more complex your governance situation becomes, you need to become more formal about which points you have, where they are, when they should be done. And this works also better than an action list behind the minutes, which means here are the big ticket items that the board should think about and be able to converse with anybody, it be it the DNB, be it the supervisory council, be it an accountability council.
Yeah. And the idea is that this comes back, so once we have approved it, this comes back every meeting to track progress. And it can also be changed, of course, which then will be.
And to Leon's point earlier about the daily board, this is also a very good tool for the daily board, the structure. And because it wasn't sometimes a little bit a big bag of things that are going on, this sort of, like throwing all your tools in the bag, this is the toolkit. You have now an easier look and feel what's happening also at the time.
Yeah, and you can see at almost at the top, the remuneration policy, something for which the supervisory council needs to give approval. It's a policy matter, and it is today on the agenda.
Maybe to finish off with what you're saying, you wanted to go to one of the bullets, maybe, just as an explanation for one of the items?
That was good. Yeah. So we can start at the top. We've also structured it to have a bit of a flavor of either. Some of them are decision-making by the board, some of them are decision-making by the investment committee, but it's still important that you know that. And some of it is, if you go down a bit further, decision-making, there we go, and some of it is what EDBC does, like decision-making, the European Risk and Compliance Manager, EDBC in this sense, FED, the CIO, which is also part of the ETBC.
Whatever.
At least from this perspective.
Okay.
So if we go to the top, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was stage two de-risking as an example. Mm-hmm. It is a policy matter. What has happened last year is you approved the de-risking policy. Meanwhile, the first step has been implemented. I'll come back to that in the investment session later. But in essence, you have defined or approved four steps that are basically characterized by decreasing funded status volatility, i.e. reduced risk level. But there are things that need to be articulated, and that is in particular the active risk that we want to take, or that as a board, what you have is, once you have defined funded status volatility, the risk should be lower, then still is open whether we have a lot of active management on that or not. That also increases risk a bit, but of course we do it for a reason, to to have an additional return, active return, but that needs to be defined, it's still open. And also for steps 2 and 3, even though we have a characterization of how much illiquidity we want to have in the portfolio, at some stage you want to get the illiquidity out. That needs to be defined also further. It was on purpose done that we wanted to have a big framework and the first concrete step in there. It was for portfolio diversification reasons. And we knew at the time, yes, yeah, roughly speaking, this is what we're going to do, but there are things that need to be taken away. And that is what we have here. I'm also saying from a process standpoint, the next step is that the fund is set at 140. Of course, we would like to sort that out before we get to the next step. But right now we are quite a bit away from that. Work is already in progress with CCOR, and we will monitor how this goes in the course of the year.
Good, thank you very much for this explanation. We also touched on it already in our walk-in, as I mentioned before. Are there questions as to this item?
Okay.
Well, as I said, not everything has been finished. Helming is now also getting involved on, it's more clear on particular projects which are on there. Saskia still was running up some woodies. That will be done, but can we, as this annual plan stands right now, can we approve it as a board? That's at least the total structure, part of the woodies, and some of the woodies still have to be added. But I would like to anyway table that for a decision as it stands right now.
But can I just once this is done, it goes to the supervisory council.
Yeah.
Supervisory council will want to know for each of the points what does it really mean. So if you approve it now, I guess there needs to be some, you either sort of trust us all that we have the right bullet points, or it has to come back when it's final, before we send it to the supervisory council, I would say.
Okay, I hear your suggestion. So what you're saying is in principle we're fine with this, but when the bullets are rounded off and it goes to the supervisory council, before it goes, it will be sent around. Board members get a chance to ask questions or make comments, and then it will be sent to the supervisory council. Ideally, and we're going to send within 2 weeks the main bullet with bullet points, the main actions from today and the main decisions. I, of course, would have liked to be able to put the annual plan also as an attachment to that. Let's see whether that works, and otherwise we will send it as quickly as possible. Because it could take a while before we actually move in that. Are we okay with that procedure?
Yep.
And in principle, the annual plan is okay for what we see here as was presented. Yeah. Thank you very much.